Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of February 9th through the 16th for you guys. Boy, are you feeling all the big stuff that we talked about at the first of the month? We have our full moon lunar eclipse that is peaking tomorrow for you guys listening live. That's on the 10th. And we have been kind of in that trigger field, the energy that can be activated with event-oriented themes around true love or lovers, children or creative projects or anything recreational, thanks to the Leo placement of this eclipse. And so we might have gotten into a few things during this week as things are gearing up to come to some kind of big apex on Friday. And in this week ahead, the trigger field extends until the 15th. So we really do have more to come. And then, you know, when we're looking at this eclipse, there will be one final day where something else may be part of the story, which is on March 10th. So I want to give that, guys, to you now, so in case you're paying attention on your calendar about things to come. So, you know, full moon lunar eclipse, bringing something to a head. It's either a big celebration and breakthrough, achievement, or it's some kind of wrapping up or finalization or ending. So you could be ending the actual themes or achieving the actual themes that we're listing, or possibly, you know, so ending a love relationship or achieving the love relationship, ending the creative project or having that breakthrough with it. But you could also be ending things that are blocking the way. That could be part of the apex. So if you've had a long dry spell with creativity or kids or lovers or fun, that could be coming to an end. You could see that, you know, the finalization with that as you reach this pinnacle and turn the corner. So there you have it with what's going on with that. Then in this week ahead, we have two periods where the solar energy is really going to be pushing us to get more involved, either, you know, personally by making it about us or physically by showing up and getting into the mix. And the good news is that both of these periods, the aspects are very favorable. So I think this should be a good thing in our week ahead. The territory is Aquarius, and so we are really thinking about ways to get involved with our friends or associates, with our group affiliations, with our online interests, or at parties and gatherings and events and with causes or charities, social networking, you know, anything that is kind of bringing the tribe together. And then also this is favoring personal aspirations and freedom and original ideas. And so when we're looking at this week ahead, Friday through Saturday, that is when we have a very positive alignment to a key relationship in the mix. So this may be involving a romantic partner or business partner, your clients or a client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, a competitor, opponent. And since we have Jupiter, you know, on his backwards journey, maybe it's somebody from the past or maybe it's somebody new, but it kind of brings in some kind of past Jupiter theme with it. And if that's the case, then think Jupiter themes, you know, media, travel, legal, educational, wedding, religious, political kind of themes would bring that together. And then the second period is Monday through Tuesday, the 13th and 14th, when the solar energy and all that social field is aligning favorably with with the Jupiter territory with Saturn. So again, travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political. I should look ahead, you know, when I'm writing this stuff down, make it a little smoother in my communicating it with you guys. So yeah, I guess the theme is kind of straight up throughout the week with this. Looking pretty positive. And then I wanted to touch on Valentine's Day on the 14th and tell you that on that day, the moon is going to be in Libra, which is the sign of relationship. And so emotionally, we are in a good place with this particular day. I'll start out by talking to people that are going to be with somebody on this day, and then I'll talk about what you can do if you're not. So with Libra, this, you know, puts us emotionally connected with our partners. And this particular moon is going to sit opposite Venus and Mars on that day. So, you know, this can be really wonderful for connecting in love. And it can also be really wonderful for connecting passionately with another person. And that's the good side of this. Now, if you are in a rocky scenario, having the opposition to Mars may bring up a fight sometime during the day. I'm going to bet that most people do not go through that because Venus is right there kind of smoothing things out. This should lean more towards the love and passion side of things. But I'm just going to mention it because there it is. You know, you got to say what you see. And so for you guys out there that are not matched up this particular Valentine's Day, this Libra moon with the one-on-one connection with Venus and Mars on the other side of the sky there bodes really well for really, you know, treating yourself to something loving. Be a great day to go to a spa, that one-on-one connection with somebody who, you know, can give you a great massage or, you know, whatever you're going for. Or it's a really great time to go one-on-one with anybody that might in some way make you feel good about yourself. So it's, you know, definitely a day to pamper yourself. Definitely looks like there's great connections with everybody. There is an adjustment to Neptune on that day. So heads up, you know, if you're planning to go out to the movie, you know, think about things Neptune rules, you know, all the arts. So movies and theater and concerts and, you know, painting, museums, whatever. So if you're planning on doing anything art-related, muse-related, there might be, you know, might be booked up or, you know, you might have to catch the next show. There might be a lot of traffic getting there. I don't know. It could be some kind of adaptation to what you're trying to do. And also, if it's a romantic getaway, if you're trying to find time for the tryst, there might be something that kind of, you know, you thought you were going to meet at this time, but now you're going to meet at that time, or there's something that you have to kind of bend a little bit to deal with. If you are treating yourself on this day, the adaptation with Neptune could be with the spa or the healing or the spiritual side of this. If you want to spend it showing yourself love through spiritual practices, you know, going into prayer or into a meditation class or yoga or something like that, then, you know, be willing or expect that there could be a little bit of something that you have to adapt around with that. And I did have a request, I almost forgot, from somebody about talking about, you know, the fact that we are having a comet coming, that we're going to get closest to the Earth with this comet 45P on Friday, the day of the full moon lunar eclipse. And that is really interesting. This particular comet is going to be closest through Hercules. And so I thought, you know, if we were looking at the way the ancient astrologers looked at this stuff, then we would be saying, wow, full moon, you know, that's typically looked at as some kind of major ending with a comet would be some kind of, you know, somebody that is in the spotlight somewhere that is coming to an end of their scenario. So we may see in the months ahead, you know, something that sparks around this time then is going to be the termination of this person in some way. Maybe they are done with their career and come out of the spotlight a little bit, or they move on in other ways. And with Hercules, you know, it would be someone who we see who is really trying to do a Herculean amount of work put in. You know, Hercules had, what, 12 things he had to try to master that were challenges. So, you know, it may be about that. Now, if we are trying to focus it in on our own lives, as we reach this climactic high with Leo, with the eclipse, and we're either, you know, marking an ending or we're celebrating something we've reached with love and lovers, children and creative projects, or something in recreational arenas, then we may be ready to take on 12 tests or tasks that we're going to try to accomplish over the next month until we reach the final trigger date on the 10th. of March. Or we may note, I'm sorry, I was like, oh my God, I'm hearing music. I hope that is, I hope that's not me like playing over top of you guys. I never can tell. I'm a bad, bad producer. Anyways, so you may also look and see that we have, okay, it went away. Who knows? It could be that we are looking at the fact that we have just accomplished or come through the gambit of 12 major hurdles that we've had to come through to get to this point. Because, again, you know, it, this kind of climactic high point with the eclipse is either an ending or a celebration as you're reaching that epic peak. And the music's back. Okay, I don't know, guys. It's a weird, weird night. We're in lunar eclipse stream, so it could be anything. I don't know. So, you know, think about what that might mean to you guys. You know, there might, this might have some kind of significant meaning to what you're going through. Have you had to, you know, go over 12 major obstacles to reach the love that you needed in your life or to get that creative project out the door? Or are there still 12 more major feats to get through to do what it is you're doing with the kids or with the, you know, the recreational thing, whatever that might be? So that's how I would say it would play in. When we're thinking about global stuff, it's always, you always go back to the beginning and the way that they looked at it. And they would have said that it was about somebody, you know, who's going to be taken out of the world stage for one reason or another. And it would be defined by Herculean tasks that they've had in front of them that they've been trying to accomplish. And this eclipse kind of bringing it into focus and more to come in the months ahead as we see this play out. Okay, so I think that's everything. Okay, and the music stopped again. Okay, I swear, it's not me. Well, maybe it is me. I don't know. Okay, so when we're looking at the signs and how this is going to play for everybody, Aries, you know, you still have from now, when you hear this, through the 15th of February with this eclipse energy, trying to bring endings and culminations and celebrations and breakthroughs and achievements and wrap-ups with your love life, your lovers, children, creative projects, and recreational pursuits. So you still may be having events around this up through these days. March 10th will be the last day of that next month, so you'll have one more day with that. And then with the solar energy, Friday, Saturday, and Monday, Tuesday, this really favors Aries with their friends, their group activities, what you guys do online, what you do with charities or astrology or gatherings or social networking or the, you know, anything that brings you together with other people in mass. And it's also really good for showing up and getting involved with things that are original or have to do with your freedom or your personal aspirations. And it ties into relationship stuff, you know, so maybe involving partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors, but under favorable, expansive alignment. And then themes that have to do with media, marketing, travel, legal, educational, wedding, religious or political interests. So mark those days as good days to show up for that. And as far as Valentine's Day goes, on the 14th, we have Libra moon, so it is relationship oriented. So if you're with somebody this day, it looks like it could be very passionate and loving. If the fights do occur, there may be ways to ease your way through it with the Mars-Venus configuration. And if you're with yourself on this day, it's a really good day to pamper yourself, to, you know, go see somebody who can make you feel good, you know, whether that's a great cook at the restaurant or it's a masseuse or whoever. It's one-on-one stuff under pretty interesting alignments for that day. For Taurus, this full moon lunar eclipse really bringing something to a head now through the 15th and with a peak on Friday the 10th, you know, that's the height of it. But really about your home or real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So, you know, finally marking an ending or reaching what you wanted to reach with these themes. And Again, note that March 10th will be one more day that's important with that. And then the solar energy in the week ahead for Taurus, Friday, Saturday, and Monday, Tuesday, really favorable for you guys showing up and taking the lead in some kind of situation. This can be about a personal goal, or it can be about your career. It can also involve an authority figure. So if you need to show up and deal with the teacher, director, boss, judge, parent, you know, then this favors you. So I would say, yeah, get in there and do what you have to do. And there's positive alignment here involving work or health scenarios, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, getting organized, cleaning. Also, positive stuff here for Taurus with finances, with your sex life, divorce, third-party scenarios. So, yeah, quite a bit going on there for you guys. And then with Valentine's Day, that Libra moon very much favors that one-on-one scenario, you know, whether single or in a relationship. And it's in the sixth house for Taurus, which is not really the sexiest place to be, but it's more about kind of taking care of the details on that day, maybe focused on what you're working on or getting fit and healthy with the person, doing something like that. Could involve maybe you're going to bring your loved one a pet. Because it's in the sixth house, it's animal, and maybe you're just going to spend the day showering your pet with love, which is awesome. So, you know, work, health, organizing, cleaning, the animals, coworkers, and doing stuff with coworkers that makes you feel loved and wonderful. And so there you have it. For Gemini, this full moon lunar eclipse with the comet Hercules. Well, it's not the name of the comet, but that's what I'm calling it. So there, coming together. This is like an epic high point for Gemini when it comes to some kind of communication theme. So maybe about a talk or a meeting, agreement, sale, something in writing, something, you know, an offer, an interview, a decision. So think communication. So something really big coming to a head there. Or it can be about brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or a short trip or local activity that brings it all to some kind of major peak. So, yes, and obviously all of this is Leo themed, so what's behind that may have to do with love or creativity, fun, or the kids. And then when we look at the solar energy in the week ahead for Gemini, really active Friday, Saturday, and Monday, Tuesday. And this energy is favoring the Geminis when it comes to anything legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themed. And it looks like on all of those days, there's, again, kind of linking into the creative or love side, having fun, doing stuff with the kids or the lovers, or hooking up with the partners, the clients, the specialists, the agency attorneys, even dealing with the competitors, et cetera. So relationships and that kind of joyous space is open with this for Gemini on those days. And then on Valentine's Day, for Gemini, it's in the sign of, for you guys, of true love and kids and fun and creativity. So obviously, if you're with somebody, this may really go well for you. It looks like it has a social side or an aspirational side to it. And if you're single, it could be a day where you connect with somebody new online or at a party or out with friends. It also could just be a day where you really want to, you know, show yourself the love by connecting with friends or doing something online that is fun and creative, etc. So it's a good either way. Just get out and enjoy yourself. For Cancer, this full moon lunar eclipse is coming to a head on Friday the 10th, but as with all signs, will be active up through the 15th of this month, in this week ahead. And so something big kind of coming to an end or wrapping up or having that finalization finally coming through, or you're celebrating and achieving, and it has to do with your income, or it has to do with your possessions. Maybe you're making a big purchase, or it has to do with products, you know, something in one of those areas. So work towards that, you know, or mark your ending and get ready to move on. As with all signs, again, March 10th will be one more day in the month ahead where we might have some other event associated with it. And then with the solar energy in this week ahead for Cancer, really is putting a spotlight on the big financial house, not income, but the other stuff, loans and inheritance and taxes, insurance, investments, bankruptcy, alimony, child support, commissions, all that kind of stuff. So this is active for you guys on Friday, Saturday, and then again on Monday, Tuesday under very favorable alignments with, and not just finances. This also rules on the private side. It rules your sex life, your reproductive needs, your divorce situation, mortality issues, third-party scenarios. So, yeah, you're going to be kind of showing up and getting involved in something there. And it aligns favorably for Cancer with whatever's happening in the home or what you want to make happen about the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, and also favorably to the paperwork, the hired help, coworkers, job, health, pets. So you have a lot of good stuff there. Then for Valentine's Day, Libra moon is putting a focus on the home. So it's a really, and the family, I should say, and the roommates. So it's a really good day to express the love with somebody there, either with your parent or for your family, or if you're in relationship, something you want to do in the home together. So that's all good. And if you're, you know, yeah, what else can I say about that? It looks good, you know, it looks lovely. It is goal-oriented, it seems like, for Cancer. So you guys might be setting some kind of goal here. Maybe some of the Cancers are taking care of parents or, you know, favoring a boss or something, because the 10th house has the Venus-Mars energy in it. So there may be something going on there. But, yeah, lots of good stuff there. For Leo, full moon lunar eclipse is in your sign. So Friday, you know, and this is going to be in the trigger field all the way up through the 15th in the week ahead. So really quite a bit of time here that puts a spotlight on the Leos and really elevates you guys in some kind of way. So it is about you and maybe some recognition or some kind of honor or some kind of breakthrough that's happening that you've been focusing on yourself, you know. Maybe it's about your body or image or brand or name or title, or it's about some big personal goal that you're finally reaching or wrapping up, or you're ending something that's been going on with you for some time and you're ready to move on, you know. So events can continue to happen. This peaks on Friday the 10th, obviously, but continues up through the 15th within the trigger field. And then again, March 10th may also bring something for you guys. The solar energy in this week ahead for Leo is relationship-oriented, which really means it's a great week for the Leos to get out there and show up and do, you know, forward whatever your needs are with romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. This is active Friday and Saturday, and then again Monday and Tuesday. It links favorably with talks and meetings and offers and agreements and interviews and writing and short trips and local activities. Also favorably with true love, the kids, the creative projects, and anything recreational. So, wow, you know, we all want to be Leo this week, I guess. And then on Valentine's Day, that Libra moon, which is relationship-oriented, is in the communication zone and kind of playing out locally or through those short trips. So a really important day to have those sweet talks with the one you love. Maybe you're going to meet somebody that you love or meet up with somebody you love, take that short trip. Maybe there's going to be a proposal for some of you Leos out there. And for you guys that are single, this really favors getting out there in your neighborhood or on a short trip or having a talk with somebody that might be able to do something wonderful for you on this day. So, yeah, there you go. For Virgo, full moon lunar eclipse is bringing this close or this breakthrough, achievement, celebration, wrap up. in your 12th house. So, you know, the mystical, the magical, the delusional. Who knows what it is for Virgo? But yeah, so this is peaking on Friday the 10th, and it'll be within the trigger field until the 15th. So Virgo, you may have experiences with this throughout this week ahead still. And it is some kind of big apex happening with healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals or spas or retreats or other institutions. It can also be about something big happening in the muse field here with film or art or poetry or music or dance or, you know, sculpting, anything like that. It can be something big coming to a head with a romantic getaway or romantic tryst or clandestine romance. It can also be about your spiritual practices, your prayer, meditation, yoga. It can be about research and development, or it can be about investigations. It can also be some kind of climactic moment with rest and recuperation you've been going through. So maybe you're marking an end to that and getting ready to move into the next chapter, or maybe you're celebrating finally having some time off. So one way or the other, right? So you have something in one of those areas really climaxing here. And in the solar arena, in this week ahead, you have some really favorable stuff with you showing up or aiming this at you, your body, your brand, your image, your name, something that you need for you. It's either about health, or it's about your work, or it's about paperwork. It can be about animals that you're involved with, or coworkers, or hired help. And it can also be about cleaning and organizing. So kind of mundane, but very, very positive here for the Virgos. So pick one, pick several, show up. The links that this makes that are so good involve income, possessions, purchases, product, what's going on in the home or with the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, roommates, family, parents, all of this all links together for a nice story in this week ahead. And then with the Valentine's Day energy, Virgo, it's not the sexiest placement, I guess. It's in your income arena, but this can also be about possessions and gifts and purchases and products. So maybe you'll, you know, buy some lovely flowers for somebody, or they'll bring you a nice, lovely gesture through a gift of some sort. And it can also be about aligning values, which is very special. So, you know, in Libra here, it's very relational. It's also making kind of a very sexy connection to Venus and Mars in your eighth house of sex. So maybe it's sexier for Virgo than we thought. I don't know. But if you're single, you know, it'd be a wonderful day to buy something beautiful for yourself, find a local artist or somebody that you believe in their work, and treat yourself to something special. And, you know, yeah, that's all I got for you. It looks like a nice day for Libra. The full moon lunar eclipse is peaking on Friday the 10th, but the trigger field will continue to be activated up through the 15th in this week ahead. So there still may be, you know, experiences coming to a head here. And Libra, it's very social. It's also about reaching aspirations you may have set. It can be about original ideas or inventions or your freedom. But really, the bulk of this is landing squarely in your social stream. So this may be about some kind of big celebration or achievement or ending or wrap up involving friends or groups or what you're doing online or with astrology or charities or gatherings or social networking, your causes, your rebellious nature. I know you Librans aren't that really rebellious. Not the ones I know anyway. But there you go. You can really do something big here involving something social or cause-oriented or about your own aspirations, and see this playing out in the week ahead in some kind of powerful way. And then with the solar energy, Libra, this is in a really cool area for you guys, because this is very favorably aligned Friday and Saturday, and then again on Monday and Tuesday, asking you guys to show up and get involved either in love with lovers or with kids, or with a creative project or anything recreational. And it looks like it probably is going to go pretty darn well if you do, or if you pursue your needs in those areas, it will get you that much closer. It's aligning incredibly favorably to Libra with Jupiter in your sign in that retrograde phase. So maybe, you know, going back to something in your do-over with Jupiter there involving you in one of those themes. And then also very favorably to a talk or an offer or an agreement or a sale or something in writing or a meeting or a short trip or something like that. So yay and right, show up. And then on Valentine's Day, that is a Libra moon. So it is very much in your wheelhouse, in your groove, Libra. It should feel good to you. It is putting you one-on-one with probably a couple people on that day. It may be you and your lover celebrating Valentine's Day, but it could also be you connecting with someone who makes you feel good about yourself. With Venus, this can be about love or money or beauty or women. With Mars, it can be passionate. It can be a fight that you're having, but hopefully Venus will mellow that out. And it could be about just motivating and doing something together with somebody else that should be good for you. For Scorpio, the full moon lunar eclipse that is peaking on Friday the 10th and then is going to be within the trigger field through the 15th in this week ahead, which means we can still see more events happening about this. You know, for Scorpio, it is about a major goal that you've had that is finally happening and you're celebrating that, reaching that. It would probably have a Leo theme of creativity or kids or true love or recreation. So it can be about a big goal that is peaking here for Scorpio. It can also be a big career moment for you guys. So there could be something creative, you know, peaking on the career, or if your career involves kids or love or fun, you know, then you could see that. So goals and career, and then also for Scorpio, this could be about an authority figure and something big going on with them, maybe a parent or a boss or a judge or a mentor or a teacher, director, or somebody like that, and the creative side of things or the loving side of things. So that is in play. You also have solar energy that is very active in this week ahead that looks very favorable Friday and Saturday, and then again Monday and Tuesday, asking you guys to show up, get involved. Scorpio, it's going to be about what's going on in the home with real estate deals, moves, renovations, or with family, parents, roommates. And whatever this is, it links, you know, luckily or favorably or growth-oriented to something going on behind the scenes. So maybe this has to do with romantic tryst. Maybe it has to do with artistry or spirituality, healing, research, rest and recuperation. It also is aligning favorably to purchases and possessions and income and product. So there may be something going on there as well. And then Valentine's Day is in that mystical kind of behind the scenes arena on the 14th. So, you know, this is relationship oriented, Scorpio. So if you're with somebody, it's a great day for a romantic tryst or a getaway. Plan a little, you know, get out of town, retreat somewhere with somebody. Mars and Venus is so active, so it could be really sparking some great things here for you guys. If you are single at this particular time, this could be a really great day to go out to the movies or go out to a concert or, you know, go to the theater, go to anything that is muse related, or to show up in one of those spiritual arenas, you know, go to a meditation class or yoga, do some personal healing, go to a spa, go to a retreat, you know, anything that really is in that 12th house would be favored for you, and one-on-one, the kind of love that you would see coming back through others that would be around you on that day. Okay, for Sagittarius, the full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 10th is peaking, but we're going to still see some event energy in the week ahead up through the 15th. And so, you know, this is about something ending or finalizing or wrapping up, or it's about something, you know, having a breakthrough, an achievement, a celebration, with 9,000 matters. So it could be legal, it could be educational, it could be travel or involve foreign or people at a distance kind of themes. It can be media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting related. It could be about weddings or other ceremonies, or it could be about religion or politics. So the Sagittarius, you guys got something really big, really epic here, and playing out through the week ahead on some kind of high here, one way or the other. And then with the solar energy, it's really asking the Sagittarius to show up and get more involved, and it's going to favor you guys in this Friday, Saturday, and then again Monday, Tuesday, when it comes to the talks and meetings, the interviews and auditions, the agreements and sales and writing. And then also, this might be something where you can get involved with the neighbor or the siblings or something you're doing with vehicles or electronics or local activities or short trips. The favorable alignment here is either about pursuing your aspirations in this, or it has to do with friends, groups, the internet, gatherings, parties, events, and that kind of thing. And it can also, it does also link very favorably to cementing something for you, Sagittarius. So, you know, really finalizing something that you're serious about long term. And then on Valentine's Day, it's that social energy that is kicking in for the Sag. So, you know, the one-on-one scenario really is going to play out wonderfully for you guys if you do go out with friends or attend a party or gathering or do something, you know, online maybe. It's linking straight into true love and fun and creativity and kids. So, you know, if you're with somebody, maybe you're going to do something social here. And if you are by yourself this time, get online, go out with friends, you know, go to a party. There's a lot of good stuff here in flow for you guys. For Capricorn, the full moon lunar eclipse is bringing something to a head on the 10th, and then it will continue to be within that trigger field through the 15th in this week ahead, so you can still continue to have some events with this. And it is either going to be in the private side of this area for Capricorn, is about something big culminating in your sex life or with a reproductive situation, with a divorce, with a mortality issue or a third-party scenario. And then on the financial side of this house, it could be about something big finally culminating with a loan or the debt or the inheritance or bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the commissions, the alimony, child support, or any of those kind of financial topics. So, you know, a lot there, right, for Capricorn, really finally achieving what you're trying to achieve here and celebrating or wrapping up or ending something that's been going on there. And then with the solar energy in this week ahead, really favoring Capricorn on Friday and Saturday, and then again on Monday and Tuesday, if you guys show up, this should be good for you guys as far as making money. It should also be good if you're trying to purchase something or if you're dealing with your possessions or products. It links very favorably to your career or boss or parent or judge or some other authority figure or some goal you've set. And it also aligns favorably to something going on behind the scenes. So this could be something artistic or spiritual or romantic or involving institutions like hospitals or spas or retreats, or it could be about research and investigations and development going on behind the scenes. So all that's kind of swirling around in these days ahead. And then on Valentine's Day, that relationship energy of Libra is playing out in the goal-oriented part of the sky for Capricorn. So this can be a day of reaching goals with your romantic partner, but it can also be, if you're single at this time, it could be about doing something one-on-one with somebody that is about a goal you have. It can be about, it can focus you more on career on this day if you decide to poo-poo the whole thing. It could be that you're really sharing the love with a parent or a boss or somebody who's an authority figure on that day. And there does seem to be a lot of Venus, Mars energy active in the scenario one-on-one with somebody in the home or about real estate or family or roommates and that kind of thing. So there you have it. For Aquarius, the full moon lunar eclipse is peaking on Friday the 10th, and then it will continue to be in this high phase of activity up through the 15th. And Aquarius, this is relationship oriented for you guys. So you can finally be achieving what you want via this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, or it can be about wrapping something up and marking an ending. So expect big celebrations or big, you know, wrap-ups here with people one-on-one. Be Leo-themed, kids, love, creativity, or fun, or maybe speculation. And so that is peaking. Then with the solar energy, it's in your sign, Aquarius. So this is super amazing for the Aquarians. Friday and Saturday, and then again Monday and Tuesday, it really says show up for yourself, you know, whether that is doing something good for your body or your image or your brand or your name or title, or it has to do with you just being good to yourself because it's a need you have and you're going to pursue it. It links favorably to travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious and political themes, and it also links favorably to what's going on with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, events, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, show up for yourself, Aquarius, because it looks good. And then on Valentine's Day, that Libra moon puts you one-on-one over those travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. Also could be one-on-one with somebody at a distance. And so, you know, if you're with somebody, focus there on things that can be good for you. If you are single, focus there with people that may be able to interact with you and help you experience the love for yourself on that day. Really good day for communications one-on-one, as long as you tone down the feisty side of Mars and make it more about passion. For Pisces, this full moon lunar eclipse that's peaking on Friday the 10th will then be active up in this week ahead up through the 15th. So you still may have some events with this, but this is about big wrap-ups and breakthroughs and endings and achievements and celebrations, something culminating with your work, with a health situation, with the pets, with any paperwork you have, coworkers, hired help, organizing, or cleaning. So wrap it up, eclipse it out, or bring it through to some kind of big achievement and celebration. And then with the solar energy, Pisces, this is playing out in that mystical, magical, delusional 12th house. So it is favorable energy, so stay out of the delusion. And it is asking you guys to get involved Friday, Saturday, and then again Monday, Tuesday with anything in the art world, you know, film, music, dance, poetry, sculpture, painting, whatever. Anything in the spiritual world with prayer, meditation, yoga, anything magical or psychic that you might be interested in, healing, hospitals, dealing with addiction, spas and retreats, research and investigations, romantic trysts or romantic getaways or clandestine romance. Oh, it's a mouthful, isn't it? But it is, it's in really good flow to your sex life or to your financial life or to something dealing with a divorce or a third party scenario. And it's also in a really good alignment with cementing goals or dealing seriously with career or authority figures like the boss, the parent, the mentor. So there you have it. And then on Valentine's Day, that energy, that relationship energy is in that house of big finances or your sex life or divorce or third-party scenarios. So, you know, there you have it. I mean, it can be special and intimate, obviously, in the sexual part. In relationship, it could also be that you're trying to show the love to yourself by tackling something with the divorce or the financial side of things. So it looks like a pretty decent week, you guys. I hope everybody enjoys the week ahead. I hope the world stays sane, and it's a hope we should all have. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week, same time, God willing. Have a great week.